It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning, and welcome to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. This is Thursday, the 14th. And first of all, I got to tell you about a little new program we have on KNTR. The Mortgage Mom is going to be on the air. And rumor has it along the river that Mortgage Mom is Chad Hansen's mom. But I can't confirm or deny that. The Mortgage Mom show will start this Sunday. And it's going to be every day, every Sunday from 11 to noon. So please check that out and see if you enjoy it. Good information for you. All right. This is Speak Out 2.0. Oh, sports action. Let's talk about we have no games tonight. but we do have games starting tomorrow night. The Diamondbacks take on the Padres for a three-game series. Friday night at 6:40, Saturday at 5:40, and Sunday at 1:10, and those games are all on our sister station KNTR Sports 94.3 and 100.5. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications. They're growing in the service area. You need to find out if they're in your area, and you go to TWNcom.com/Mojave, and you sign up. They'll just send you emails and keep you up to date. Or you can call 888-227-2095, and they can do it over the phone. Or you can stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN, the building behind them. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, yeah. We're here for shopping and for food. Downstairs, we've got three great restaurants, the Island Style Kitchen, Unique Eatery, and Daniels. And there's a sweet ice cream store over in the corner with other snacks. Upstairs, we have clothing stores to boots, chocolate to movies, and sports items to sunglasses. On the front of the built mall, well, let's see, we have a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a bar, a nail salon, and a dollar store. Check us out at the mall where I broadcast from. The Southwest Financial Center. Do you have an expensive Medicare G or F supplement and you're thinking it's too much and you want to change? Well, a major U.S. insurance carrier has changed the underwriting rules for a short time. That's right. This could possibly save you up to $100 a month. You may qualify instantly for a new G plan. Call for the details. Southwest Financial Center, 928-763-4360. ProFit Kitchen, that's the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall, yeah, where you can get a healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinner. You can also get protein shakes there, meal prep solutions, that's where he makes your lunch for like 2 or 3 days or 5 days or 7 days, and you pick it up and just take it home and heat it up. You don't have to go through a drive-thru. Yeah, and it's healthy. Check out their entire menu at ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com. All right, and now into the studio. What happened here? Da 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 da. Okay. Why is the other CD player not working? Oh, there we go. Finally. All right, into the studio, and we're social distancing today with Randy Glassman. He's in Phoenix, and Randy is a candidate for the Arizona Attorney General's Office. So, Randy, welcome to the program.
Larry, I don't mean to be difficult, but it's Rodney Glassman.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I have Rodney right here on my paperwork, but I keep thinking Randy for some reason. Your mom called me and said she was going to call you Randy, but decided on Rodney, and so it stuck in my head.
Welcome. That could be true.
Welcome to the program. So you're running for Attorney General, which is kind of a crowded field out there. I believe there's like 6 or 7 candidates running, right?
There actually, there are 6 Republicans running.
Wow.
For Attorney General. I'm an Air Force prosecutor. I'm also a private attorney here in the Valley at a law firm called Buke Gilbert McGroder, where I practice business law and high-stakes litigation. What's interesting, Larry, is that the Attorney General is the people's attorney, running the largest law office in the state of Arizona, and I'm the only Republican running for Attorney General that's ran a law office, and that's why I'm the candidate endorsed by Congressman Paul Gosar and police and fire across Arizona.
All right. First question I have for you, because I recently watched an interview with Carrie Lake on Fox News, where she continues to say that the 2020 election was stolen. She continues to say there's multiple investigations, and it's all going to come out in the wash, and Biden's going to have to step down, and Trump's going to be up. Anyways, do you personally believe, because, you know, this could get into your area as the Attorney General, do you believe the 2020 election was stolen?
Larry, I believe the 2020 election was thrown by an Attorney General not willing to enforce the laws that we already had on the books. I hope your listeners will visit my website. It's rodneyglassman.com. I wrote a piece back in March entitled "Mark Brnovich, Do Your Job." Because what most Arizonans don't know is that we have numerous election laws that are already on the books that weren't enforced in 2020. I'm an Air Force prosecutor. I've prosecuted drug dealers and financial crimes and protected victims of sexual assault now for over a decade, 13 years, and now I run the active duty legal offices, whether it's Luke Air Force Base here in Arizona or Goodfellow Air Force Base. I'm out in West Texas, and part of the job, the main part of the job of the Attorney General is to be the chief law enforcement officer. And Larry, in Arizona, we already have a law that says you have to have 2 valid forms of ID to register to vote. You know who's in charge of enforcing that?
Probably you.
It's the Attorney General. And we already have a law in the book that says that ballot harvesting is illegal. And you know who's in charge of enforcing that one?
Probably you.
The Attorney General. And we already have a law in the book that says that every county is to manage and audit its permanent early voting list. And it's the Attorney General that's in charge of enforcing that law, too. But we now live in a state, we live in a time when your local realtor can tell you who moved and who died, but often the county recorder can't. And so there was fraud in the 2020 election. The person that could have prevented it was the Arizona Attorney General. And once that fraud took place, the person that should have opened an investigation before the certification, the person that should have secured the ballots and done a real audit before the certification, was the Attorney General as well. And so there were major issues with the 2020 elections because the laws we already had on the books weren't enforced. And even more than that, Larry, there was an unconstitutional ballot initiative placed by the out-of-state teachers union to double Arizona income taxes. You may recall it was called Prop 208.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yep.
And Prop 208 was put on the ballot by the teachers union. Our attorney general, remember, our lawyer, our chief law enforcement officer, and the person who's supposed to protect us from the government, and that includes when the government isn't doing its job, the Attorney General could have sued to keep that off the ballot. And because it was left on the ballot, and when it did go in front of the Supreme Court, one of our opponents, who's now retired from the bench, but at the time didn't throw it off, because that 208 was on the ballot, $25 million of out-of-state teacher money and 50,000 teachers went door-to-door. And because of that, there was a tremendous impact on the 2020 election. And if you believe the numbers, and I'll say it again, if you believe the numbers, because many of us, you know, don't. But if you believe the numbers, the margin by which we fell short was just 10,000 10,500, which is a 5,250 vote swing. So would an attorney general enforcing our election laws and making sure that, only people with two forms of ID, making sure that there was no ballot harvesting, making sure that the dead people and people that had moved weren't getting ballots, would that have had an impact on the 2020 election significantly? Yes. And so I do think we need an attorney general that's going to do their job, and I will be that attorney general. And that's why election integrity fighters like our very own state Senator Sonny Borelli from Lake Havasu City and Representative Leo Biasucci and Congressman Paul Gosar in this six-way primary, Larry, in this six-way primary, they are all supporting and have endorsed my candidacy for attorney general, because I know the job of the attorney general is to protect you and your family from the government, and that's what I plan to do.
You know, when the listener thinks of an attorney, they think that that's when they go to an attorney and say, I want to sue my neighbor because he threw something at my house. I want to sue this person or that person, or I want a divorce, or I need an attorney to defend me because I got a DUI. Okay, but the attorney general isn't somebody that the public goes to with a case. The attorney general just looks at something and takes over with an investigation?
No, well, the reality is both. You know, the attorney general is the people's attorney. And as I've shared, you know, my job as attorney general is going to be to protect you and your family from the government. And that starts by protecting us from the federal government. As you know, Larry, you know, the number one issue impacting Arizona right now is illegal immigration. Illegal immigration. And when my wife and I, we graduated from the University of Arizona Law School many years ago, our country's immigration laws were the same then as they are today. If you come here illegally, you're to be arrested, you're to be incarcerated, and you're to be barred. Yet we now live in a country where if you come here illegally, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris rent you hotel rooms in Scottsdale. If you work in the private sector, these people want to make your employer jab you with a needle. But if you come here legally, they give you a slip of paper so you can get on the plane at Sky Harbor, and they want you to fly to New York where they're going to let you vote. And so we need an attorney general that's first going to protect us from the federal government. And that means not just enforcing the elections, not just enforcing the immigration laws we already have on the books, but working with our new Republican governor to declare an invasion, so that Arizona can pass Arizona laws with our legislature, so that our local law enforcement can arrest, incarcerate, and deport. And the attorney general is the hub of that wheel, because it's the attorney general that's going to have to defend that declaration of invasion back in Washington, D.C., in front of the new Trump-appointed Supreme Court, and then come home and work with our state legislature. But it's not just about protecting citizens from the feds. It's also about protecting us, Larry, from a state government that recently shut down restaurants and shut down gyms and tried to shut down churches, because it's the attorney general that would have had immediate standing to file for an injunction to stop the legal executive order from the government that shut down salons, that shut down restaurants. And so we need an attorney general, we talked about earlier, that's going to enforce the election laws. We need an attorney general that's going to protect us from the state. And we also, Larry, and you'll appreciate this with your background in fire, we need an attorney general that's going to protect us from city governments, because there are mayor and councils across the state that are working to defund the police, that don't care about response time when it comes to fire and public safety. And that's why in a six-way primary, over 11 police associations and the statewide professional firefighters of Arizona with 7,600 members have all endorsed my campaign, because our first responders need someone that's going to protect them from the government, too. That's critical. And lastly, it's about protecting us from our schools. You know, we have two little girls. They're 11 and 9. We're a school choice family. And when it comes to these school districts, these rogue school districts pushing critical race theory and pushing mask mandates, it's the attorney general that can step in. So that's, to your question, Larry, that's from a policy perspective. But the attorney general is also your attorney that runs the largest law office in the state, over 425 attorneys and 800 support staff, providing all the legal services for every state agency: the Department of Real Estate, State Land Commission, Department of Revenue, Department of Water Resources, Department of Agriculture. None of those state agencies have their own attorneys. They all receive their legal services from the 425 assistant attorney generals that are all at-will employees of your elected attorney general. So, yes, Larry, I'm applying for that job to run the largest law office in the state, to be your attorney that you can call when you have a concern, when you have a question, whether it's about election fraud, whether it's about protecting kids in schools, whether it's protecting our public safety. That's the attorney that I will be for you and for every resident of Arizona.
Okay, let us take our first break, and we're going to come back and chat some more good information. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. I do want to remind you that the Mojave County Animal Shelter is teaming up with PetSmart for national adoption this weekend. That's right, at both the Kingman and Bullhead City PetSmarts, 10 o'clock until 1 on Saturday, and the shelter in Kingman, so check that out. If you have questions, 928-753-2727.
If you currently have an expensive Medicare F or G supplement and have been considering a change, listen up. A major U.S. insurance carrier has relaxed the underwriting rules for a very short time. This could possibly save you up to hundreds of dollars a month. Call the Southwest Financial Center for details. You may instantly qualify for a Plan G supplement. Call the Southwest Financial Center at 928-763-4360. Ask about a free fitness membership and household discount. 928-763-4360.
Hi, my name is Jack Mafire, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won us many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring the family down. For all the best shopping, there's the best place in town. Something for everyone.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband, or call 888-227-2095.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce. And I do want to remind you that Paul Lavoie is up next at the top of the hour. He has Lake Havasu City Vice Mayor Jim Dolan. And the second half of the hour, Rodney will be on his show. So you're going to get an hour and a half of our Attorney General candidate today. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Yes, do you like to save money? Well, get your co-op connection card. It's free at MEC. You put it on your keychain, and you just take off and save money everywhere. Coit Cleaning and Restoration, you save money there. A&C Plumbing, Mattress Land, Valley View Home Health, Office Express. Get your co-op connection card free. Stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up today. Or if you have questions, 928-763-1100. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. No catalytic converters. No, they report people who want to sell those. Yeah. Plus, curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Check it out at bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Strawberries everywhere. Fresh strawberry buttermilk pancakes with eggs and bacon, or a fresh strawberry crepes platter with bacon and eggs. Plus, when you get ready to leave, you walk past the cookies and the muffins and the pies. Yeah, you can take a whole strawberry pie home if you want right now. Or just take some pieces of chocolate chip cookie and chocolate overload cake. And, you know, don't forget, tomorrow's Fish Friday. All you can eat at Perkins. Walker Service Electric. The Walker electricians have the experience, the training, the certificates to handle residential issues and commercial issues, new construction, and highline power. Their trucks are in Mojave County every day. They're in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Havasu. They got three different teams out there working for you to do your electrical issues. If you need an electrician, and put this number in your cell phone, because you never know when you might have an emergency on the weekends, call Walker Service Electric at 928-718-9444. All right, we're back on the phone, social distancing, with Rodney Glassman, who was a candidate for Attorney General. Rodney, where does drugs and illegal drugs roll into your plate as Attorney General?
Well, Larry, I appreciate that question, and I don't know if you've seen our latest television commercial. You can visit our website, rodneyglassman.com, but it hits on exactly that. As I shared, the number one issue in the state is illegal immigration. But what I always remind everyone, we live in the city of Phoenix, up here in Phoenix, and we were just 2 weeks ago out in Kingman and Bullhead City and Lake Havasu City with Congressman Gosar, had lunch at the Mojave Steakhouse with your vice mayor.
Oh, okay.
Steve, who's supporting our campaign, and attorney Dan Ayler, Eva Corbett, and Sue DeMarco, and talked about dogs. It was great being in Bullhead and across the state. But I'll tell you, what happens at the border doesn't stop at the border. It ends up across our state. And the example I always like to use is that we live just 5 miles from where in December the police seized 1.7 million fentanyl pills. Scottsdale, Arizona. So the drugs, the attacks on our police, the attacks on our school systems that stem from illegal immigration are impacting our entire state. And while each of the 15 counties has its own elected chief prosecutor, we call them the county attorneys, here in Arizona, so too do we also have the attorney general who is in charge of focusing on bigger prosecutions, drugs, big drugs, white-collar crime, Medicare fraud, and when it comes to human smuggling, it's going to be something that is critical. I'm proud to have the endorsements and support of both State Senator Sonny Borelli as well as Leo Biasucci, and they just championed new legislation that was signed and passed by the governor and related to human smuggling and stiffening those penalties. And usually when that human smuggling is happening, it includes drugs, and the drugs are coming across to the border, and it's the Attorney General focusing on attacking the issue of the border, making sure that we build the wall, making sure that we empower our local police officers to arrest, incarcerate, and deport. They're going to be critical to fighting the drug war because it is everywhere. And just one fentanyl pill, just enough fentanyl that you could place on the penny of Abraham Lincoln's nose on a penny, Larry, just that much fentanyl can kill a child.
Right.
So drugs are everywhere, and it is the Attorney General's job to be the tip of the spear when it comes to fighting them.
All right. Thank you for that. We're going to come back and chat some more at half past the hour. If you want to call in with a question, 702-298-1063. Hey, the Jerry Ambos Veterans Council invites you to get your car wash for a fundraiser for them this Saturday at Annie's Art Attic, 2575 Northern in Kingman. Questions, call 716-3001.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Trimming your dog's nails is never fun. And do you really know how to trim them? Then there is the fun bath. Pet 5150 specializes in nails, baths, and trims. And Liz does it all with TLC and a smile. Your pet will love the care. Then your pet will look, smell, and feel fantastic. They might even thank you. Call people crazy about pets. Pet 5150, 928-577-7390. Treat your dog, 928-577-7390.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. You heard about them yesterday with Chris Anott on the program. They're rated a 4-star facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They exceptionally do hand working and continuing to sanitize their entire building. Hardworking. Why did I say hand? Hardworking to continue to sanitize every square inch of the building for the patients, the residents, the employees, and guests. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, installation, repairs, and replacements and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design, complete installation, and you have an owner on the job every single day. Residents and commercial for Barron's Pest Solutions. Yeah, Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Call Barron's right now at 928-758-5499. Pet 5150. Yeah, have you seen the videos on Facebook? If you have not, you need to Google or you need to add Pet 5150 to your Facebook because they are the videos, the dogs love it there. They shoot live videos in the morning that make you think those dogs went to Disneyland. Yeah, because they're crazy about pets at Pet 5150. Daycare is available, boarding's available, bathing, you know, have a spa. You know, I saw Liz the other day with a dog in the pool and she was bathing him. It's a dog park inside and outside. Dogs love it there. Take your dog to Pet 5150. Book your dog today or call Liz at 928-577-7390. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, well, you need a vacation home, a pool, an add-on, well, call the guy who's got all the money. the founder and CEO, I have to stand up when I say this, the founder and CEO, Chad Henson of Mojave Mortgage. Call him at 928-288-2691. Make an appointment. You go in and you sit down at his big desk. It's like, you know, 25 feet long. And you're filling out some paperwork and you look up, he's gone. He's not there. Where'd he go? There's no windows. There's no door. Well, his chair's a dumbwaiter. His wife says there's a reason for that. It goes down into the vault where he gets your money and brings it up and hands it to you on a silver platter. Yeah. The vault's full of cash. Call him up right now. 928-288-2691. Get some of his money. All right. We're back on the phone with Rodney Glassman from Phoenix, and who's running for our attorney general. And, Rodney, I want to talk a little bit about gun violence and supporting law enforcement. You know, everyone says I support law enforcement, but in an attorney general's and the county attorneys and whatnot, they often don't prosecute cases. Now, I understand that their desk is full, they're overloaded, the workforce is poor, and so they can't find attorneys, they can't find secretaries. I understand that, but when a police officer arrests somebody and works hard to make the case, whether it be, I just saw a gang officer today at Maverick, whether it be the gang, you know, unit or the detectives or the cop on the beat, you know, in the patrol car. The attorney general needs to support them, and how can you do that, especially with our gun violence that we see across our nation? Where would you come in on that?
Well, Larry, thank you for that question. As you said, every candidate running for attorney general is going to say they want to support the police. So the more important question to ask candidates running for attorney general is, who do the police want supporting them? Because of the six-way primary, not only do I have the support of Congressman Gosar, Senator Borelli, and Representative Biafucci from your neck of the woods, but I also am the only Republican running for attorney general with the support of both police and firefighters across the state.
Go ahead.
There we go. So I am the only Republican running with the support of police and firefighters from across the state because they know that I stand with them. And we've got serious issues. You know, we've talked about illegal immigration. We've talked about the election fraud. And you know, our sheriffs need to be working, and they're constitutionally able to work across the state to fight election fraud, to fight illegal immigration, to root out that evidence, and they have a constitutional responsibility to do that, and the attorney general needs to be protecting them. That is why I've been advocating for the codification of qualified immunity. If you're familiar with the term, qualified immunity is the legal precedent that allows police officers to make split-second decisions to protect our homes without having to worry about being sued personally for theirs. And I believe that that just can't be a legal precedent. That needs to be state law, and I would work with legislators like yours, Senator Borelli, Representative Biafucci, and others who support my candidacy, to make sure that we codify qualified immunity so that every police officer, every first responder can make those split-second decisions, knowing that they can worry about our families without being concerned about theirs. But to your question as well, you know, we now live in a time where there's county attorneys across the state, be it down in southern Arizona and northern Arizona, where county attorneys, liberal county attorneys, are saying that being assaulted is just part of the job for police officers. And I say no. I say no. You look nationally, whether it's Joe Biden, whether it's the Department of Justice, whether it's a liberal Democrats like George Soros, trying to weaponize these county attorneys' offices, you know, making statements that they're not going to prosecute assaults against officers. Well, I take the opposite stand. If your listeners visit my website at rodneyglassman.com, they'll see that I put out a commitment that as attorney general, if a county attorney refuses to prosecute a felonious assault on a police officer, my office will do a 90-day legal review to make sure that if there is evidence there, we will prosecute assaults against police officers. Because that's what they deserve, because getting assaulted cannot just be part of the job of keeping our community safe. And it's the attorney general that has the authority to prosecute when these liberal county attorneys won't. And so my commitment is not just to protect our police, but to be their advocate and to have their back every time.
All right. In discussions with the wall, every TV commercial that we see with every candidate, I'm beginning to think our own Constable Mike Hamilton is going to put this in his commercials. Everybody wants to build the wall. But 99% of the commercials you see, they have no responsibility over the wall. It's a federal wall, and they can't, you know, I'm going to fight Biden. That's nice. You know, do you not think Doug Ducey is fighting Biden on this? Do you not think if there was a way to build the wall that Texas and Arizona would have done that by now? And you're saying the same thing. You're saying, I'm gonna finish the wall. How are you going to do that?
Well, Larry, as you know, I'm the attorney for the state. And whether you're building a wall at the southern border, which we need.
I agree.
To stop illegal immigration, to stop what's happening. And look, I was down there just a few weeks ago in Cochise County visiting with Sheriff Daniels. And you should see what's going on. You can see the Obama wall that was built. And then right next to it, you can see that wonderfully much taller President Trump wall that was built. But what you also see is laying there materials that have already been purchased with our tax dollars by the federal government that, due to an executive order from Joe Biden, can't be installed. You see stadium lighting going along the border that, because of an executive order from Joe Biden, can't be turned on to keep our border patrol safe. You see decomposed granite that's been purchased and piled up next to dirt roads that can't be spread out because of an executive order from Joe Biden. So we need to do this ourselves. And in fact, in the most recent budget passed by the state legislature, they added funding to build the wall. But your question, what's the attorney general have to do with it? Well, Larry, whether you're building a wall next to your house or whether you're building a wall down at the southern border, you're going to have your lawyer. And that's going to be my job, whether it's dealing with the land use issue, dealing with the tribes, dealing with the state land department. Remember, I am the attorney for the state land department, whether it's the procurement, purchasing materials, whether there's a lawsuit from a neighbor, just like the wall you're building next to your house, Larry, if there's going to be litigation about building the wall at the southern border, it's going to be the attorney general's office that is representing the state that is making sure that that happens. So once again, when it comes to fighting illegal immigration, and that means building a wall, that means declaring an invasion, that means passing Arizona laws so that our local law enforcement can arrest, incarcerate, and deport. It's the attorney general that needs to be and will be the hub of the wheel every step of the way. Could we be doing more? Yes. I applaud our state legislature for adding money to this budget. We're not encumbered by the feds, and one of the most important things we need from our attorney general, Larry, and that's why I have the support that I have from business people and from police and fire across the state, we need a fighter that's willing to try. We need someone that's going to bring solutions and fight alongside the state legislature. Now remember, I'm not running to be the legislature's attorney, and I'm not running to be the governor's attorney. They all get their own attorneys. I'm running to be your attorney, Larry, the attorney for every child, every family, every police officer, every firefighter, every business person, and to protect them from the government. And that's the role that I'll play when it comes to building the wall, when it comes to making sure our businesses don't get shut down. And that's why if you visit our website, you can see the kind of support that we've been getting at RodneyGlassman.com. And with the ballots out, that's why we need your listeners to vote Rodney Glassman for Attorney General, because I will have their back.
If you're elected to the office, I think there's some grants that come out for law enforcement, for schools, for anti-drug programs and whatnot out of the AG's office. Would you be able to increase those to better service our state with initiatives about education against these problems before they, you know, become adults?
You know, when it comes to accessing resources, I'm going to be an advocate for that. When it comes to implementing those resources, I'm going to be an advocate for that. Larry, I'm going to be at the Lake Havasu Men's Club next Tuesday. I'll be at the Lake Havasu GOP headquarters next Tuesday from 10 to noon. I'll be at the Mojave County Picnic this Saturday. And when you see me, you'll notice that I always pass out my business card with my actual cell phone on it. My lawyer business card with my cell phone, because I'm going to be there. Because one of the big issues that we do have across this state, and our current attorney general hasn't done a good job of it, is accessing and educating our citizens. There are business leaders across the state, business people, that don't know what ballot harvesting is. They need to. There's schools across this state that aren't teaching kids about the danger of fentanyl. I mean, the reality is we should be teaching kids to respect police officers and the importance of family. And we need to stop these rogue school districts that are trying to push human sexuality and critical race theory. There's right and wrong. Our legislature passes laws about what can and cannot be taught in our schools. And part of my job as Attorney General will be to enforce those laws and make sure that when it comes to educating kids correctly, we're doing that, because I'll be the chief legal officer, but that means driving accountability everywhere we can go, and driving as many resources we can to protect our kids and protect our families.
As you say, you're the people's attorney. I think back a few years ago, when our state legislator swept a lot of the grant funds. I mean, Bullhead City itself got burned on building a wall, of all things, along the river to protect the erosion. And it was a SLIF grant from the state. And the state swept the funds before they paid the city for the wall. So the city's doing the work, and they didn't get paid for it by the state. Would you be in a position to tell the state legislator you can't do that and stop some of that, an action of that nature?
I sure will try. Because you notice, Larry, when I say my job as Attorney General is to protect you from the government, I don't stop with the federal government. Because there's examples, and we've seen examples in the past few years. You just named another one, whether it's protecting us from the feds, whether it's protecting us from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who have been pushing for the past 2 years an illegal CDC order, making us wear masks on planes and buses, whether it's the state that shut down businesses. And you need the Attorney General to fight that and say no. Whether it's the sweeping funds, whether it's cities trying to defund the police, or whether it's school districts, you know, pushing critical race theory and mandates, at every level of government, we need an attorney that steps in to say no. And that's why, Larry, if you look at my support, that's why we do have police officers from across the state supporting and endorsing my candidacy. That's why we do have local elected officials like your vice mayor, Steve D'Amico, because they know that they can pick up the phone when government's trying to step on their throat, and that I will fight for them. So, yes, I will fight to make sure that we are not impacted negatively by every level of government. And that's why in Arizona, Larry, we elect our attorney general, because you're not just a judge there to call balls and strikes, and you're not just a bureaucrat. You are supposed to be a fighter and an attorney that can protect everyone and can lead the office of 425 attorneys that are there to protect everyone, to fight election fraud, not just fight it, but root out election fraud and then prosecute things like election fraud, making sure that government's doing its job, and that's what I plan to do.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and chat some more with Rodney Glassman. After this, if you have questions, give us a call, 702-298-1063. A couple things to remind you, there's a blood drive tomorrow at the Tropicana here in Laughlin from 9 to 2. Get involved by calling Vitalant at 877-258-4825. And stick around, we're going to come right back and wrap up the show here in the next 10 minutes.
Attention Mojave County Realtors, this is Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I just made getting your investor clients qualified for financing a whole lot easier. With Mojave Mortgage stated income programs, your investors could qualify for loan limits up to $1.5 million. Don't let this amazing opportunity to help your investors pass you by. Contact Mojave Mortgage at 928-288-2691. That's 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with a $5,000 SunWatts Education Grant for Renewable Energy Curriculum. Submissions are now being accepted for grant from teachers and schools in MEC's service area until the August 31st deadline. Two grants will be awarded, and the grant application is simple. Submit a short, written description of the lesson plan that teaches about renewable energy and materials and a cost breakdown. Please email your write-up to MECPA@MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric. 928-718-9444.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I want to remind you, next week, we're going to have every one of the 10 candidates that want to be on our Bullhead City Council in the studio. Monday, we have Dr. Ziri, and then followed up by Juan. Juan's running for a two-year seat. Dr. Ziri's running for mayor. Followed up on Tuesday with Grace Heck and Tammy Ring. Grace is running for a two-year term, Tammy Ring's running for a four-year term. On Wednesday, Rodney Head, our former chief of police, who's running for a two-year term, and Steve D'Amico, who's running for mayor. And then on Thursday, Dan Alfonso, who's running for a four-year term, and Annette Wegman, who's running for a four-year term. And then on Friday, Ashley Garrick, who's running for mayor, and Linda Salata, who is running for a four-year term. So all of them will be in the studio next week. I have a whole list of questions for them. They're going to be kind of rapid-fire so we can get things done, okay? All right, and, oh, 702-298-1063, should not be busy, we have two lines. Sonny Borelli's texting me saying he can't get through. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Laughlin Brands. Call me on my cell phone and I'll hold it up to the microphone. Laughlin Ranch, are you hungry? Well, go to Laughlin Ranch for lunch. Yeah, they satisfy your cravings. Steaks, pastas, burgers, salads, nightly specials. Tonight is barbecue night, so you can get barbecue ribs and barbecue burgers. And, you can dine in or carry out. The public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. See the entire menu at LaughlinRanch.com. Arizona Comfort Solutions, the comfort tools in your home or your business, are they going to keep you cool all summer as we get into 118 for a week? Or two. I know, it's coming. Well, check them out, all right? And we will find a way. Hold on, Sonny. And what we'll do, if you call them up at 928-758-2400 in Needles, California, and in Bullhead City, they'll be right over to give you a hand with your issues with your cooling system, whether it be your swamp cooler, your AC, or your thermostat. Also, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care to the tri-state visitors and residents, a 24-hour emergency room to serve you at the time arrives, a chest pain center that can perform cardiac catheterization 24/7, and cardiac rehab. Learn more at warmc.com or call 928-763-CARE, 763-2273. East-West Financial Services, if you're planning on retirement and you don't know if you're going to have enough money, well, sit down with Jack Mafara. It's free. Call him at 928-888-9828 and sit down with him. He's been doing this for 30 years, 20 years right here in Mojave County. His office is in Kingman and Bullhead City. And sit down with him and see if he can help you out. And he, by the way, he protects your initial investment. Okay. All right, Sonny, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a question?
Well, I was going to tell you the... we stopped sweeping the HERF funds like years ago. And of course, now that we have a good budget and we had a great surplus, the SLIF funds have been reinstated.
Correct. So they will never be swept again?
Well, it depends. If a Democrat governor gets in and raids the money like it did before and make a state broke where they had to finance all the buildings, like, you know, when Napolitano did it, hopefully that won't happen again. But we were able to pay off all that debt on the buildings and, you know, put $1 billion in infrastructure this budget, one-time spending. So we're in a great shape. As a matter of fact, we even left about $500 million in a rainy day fund. But now that revenues came in, we're at about $1 billion in revenue in rainy day funds right now. So fiscally, the state is looking good. Hopefully a Democrat governor doesn't come in here and screw things up.
Okay. Sonny, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
All right, Rodney, we have Sonny calling in, defending the legislators. And that's good that we have that kind of money in a rainy day fund, because you never know what's going to happen in our state. I want to talk a little bit about your pay as a attorney general. That's not a whole lot of money, and you probably make more as a private attorney.
Well, Larry, you're correct on that. Now, there's six of us running in this Republican primary. I'm proud to have the support of the legislators. From Mojave County, Senator Borelli, as well as Representative Biasucci and Congressman Paul Gosar. And the reason for that is because I'm the only one with relevant experience to do the job. As I shared, as a major now in the United States Air Force, JAG Corps, as a reservist, I still run the active duty legal offices at Luke Air Force Base and Goodfellow Air Force Base in San Angelo, Texas. So I have the experience, the only one with the relevant experience of running a law office. I'm also the only one that's a practicing attorney with clients, meaning that business people and citizens, residents, just like you, hire me to be their attorney. And so, yeah, there's a sacrifice, and there's going to be a pay cut for me because I had to put my practice on hold to run for this office. But, Larry, we have two little girls. They're 11 and 9. They're in school. They're in fifth and third grades. And we live in the city of Phoenix where the mayor and council are trying to defund the police. And there is, you know, it's critical that we have someone, not just that's been a bureaucrat, but someone that's a fighter and a successful lawyer. It was actually, it was Sonny when he endorsed me. He had a great quote. What he said is, there's a huge difference between management and leadership. Managers manage commodities and resources, you know, the bureaucrat. Leaders lead people to empower them to fulfill the mission of the organization. And it was Sonny that said, you know, that pointed out that I'm the only candidate that truly understands the mission of the attorney general. And that's what we need. We need someone who's going to be a fighter. And so, yes, this is going to take tremendous sacrifice because I don't have a fully funded pension like my opponent, the retired judge. I got a family and two little girls to take care of, and I'm going to plan on doing that. But I have to make a sacrifice for the next 4 and hopefully 8 years.
Okay, Rodney, we're just about out of time. Give your website and your cell if you want.
Well, Larry, my website is www.rodneyglassman.com for the Attorney General. That's going to protect you from the government. And my number is 480-363-9184. I will be the attorney that you can call. And it will fight for you, and I'm proud to have the support of so many people in Mojave County and look forward to being next week in Lake Havasu City at the GOP headquarters from 10 to noon.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.